Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 2 weeks ago, the financial health team appointed by Lansing Mayor Bonero sent a letter to the mayor and Mayor-elect Shore. This letter responded to a request from the mayor to review and analyze a report prepared by Siegel Consulting about the city government's unfunded liabilities. The letter states that the current unfunded actuarial accrued liability for Lansing City Government is now up to $680 million. 11 years ago, 13.5% of annual city revenues were spent on pensions and retiree health care. In the latest year, that percentage jumped to more than 22% of all city revenues. As stated, quote, "If nothing is done, this trend will continue and a larger and larger portion of city resources will be going toward services already provided rather than services expected and needed today," unquote. There are many points in this letter that I have expressed over the past 5 years, including, quote, "The most fiscally irresponsible thing that could be done is to do nothing," unquote. Or, quote, "Additional adjustments are necessary so as to ensure that the city will be able to sustainably fund all employee retirement commitments, and those sacrifices will need to be shared by all, including both active and retired city employees," unquote. Among the recommendations in the report are to reduce retiree health care benefits, eliminate retiree dental and vision coverage, sell, bond, or transfer some city assets, and make more realistic assumptions about return on pension and retiree health care assets and future liabilities. I previously told you to expect all of these. I disagree with one recommendation, for a special millage under Public Act 345 of 1937. Such a millage would be beyond state limitations on property taxes and would be subject to voter approval. However, if approved, there would be no legal limits on how high these taxes could go. This letter and the consultant's report should be widely published to inform the public what changes are coming to Lansing taxpayers and city employees and retirees. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.